Hi, my name is Adam Glynn.
And I'm Cecilia Nguyen.
And this is Memory Matters, a podcast about dementia. Episode 1, where we introduce ourselves and ask possibly a very silly question. What exactly is dementia? If you have no idea who either of us are, I don't blame you. Most days I wonder, at least about myself. But my name is Adam Glynn. I'm a broadcaster and podcaster, even though those things are kind of similar. But I've been working in and around radio and the media for the best part of 2 decades, and my working career has involved 3 main areas. Working directly in radio, working in the charitable or non-profit sector, or working with older adults. And this job, I get to do all 3. And it's a real joy to be able to work in community broadcasting and share ideally good news stories about things that are happening in and around the community. And in our case, that's Winnipeg. We're based in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and CJNU 93.7 FM is Winnipeg's community radio station. So when I go to work, whether as a volunteer or with my official hat on, which says station manager, which really just means other duties as assigned, I get to talk to people, with people, and we get to explore all sorts of different issues that affect our community at large, but with a particular lens on older adults. And Cecilia, you and I first met through CJNU and your involvement at Concordia Hospital. Maybe tell us a bit about how you find yourself here today.
I mean, my work, I'm a registered nurse, and I've been working as a professional nurse for the last 10 years. I wasn't always a nurse. I started off actually deep in the sciences, doing a lot of research, and did my master's actually out of the University of Manitoba. That early part of my career, I always thought I didn't like people and that I wanted to just hang out with the mice and the rats in the lab and not talk to a soul. And realized after a while that, you know what, life is about human connections. And hiding in the lab with mice is probably not the good way to do things. And so decided at that point, you know, well into my 20s, that I found a calling in nursing. And I went and I did my nursing degree out of the University of New Brunswick in Fredericton.
Beautiful place.
Absolutely beautiful. I love the East Coast. My mother always said you chose the place farthest away from Winnipeg, Manitoba, that had no relatives at all to go to school. I said, that's okay. I need to grow up. And so I went to New Brunswick, did my nursing degree, but always thought of home. And so I eventually decided to come back to Manitoba and come back to Winnipeg, where most of my family is. And the first place I landed on was at Concordia Hospital, and I've been there since. And so that has given me the opportunity to talk to people, talk to patients and families, often at the most sort of critical times in their lives, when things are the messiest or, you know, the most sensitive times, and interacting with people. So I went from lab rats to full-on human contact as sort of my day-to-day, and I love it.
The pendulum swung massively from one end to the other.
It certainly did.
It was through CJNU working with the Concordia Foundation and exploring all of the things happening on the campus at Concordia, which is extensive, between the hospital and personal care home and assisted living facility and the Hip and Knee Institute, and it just keeps on going. It's an incredible place to be a part of, and I've had the privilege of helping share and tell some of those stories. You are an active participant in living and breathing some of those stories. So we've come together to talk specifically, though, on the topic of dementia. And over the course of the podcast, I think folks are going to learn that this is something that is important to both of us, professionally and personally. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask you possibly the dumbest question of all. What is dementia?
That is a question I'm sure many, many people have. A lot of times, people really don't quite understand it. They, you know, everyone associates it with aging. They think that it's as simple as, well, you know, I put my car keys in the sugar bowl and, you know, the jam in the fridge, all those things as dementia. But it actually is a lot more. It's actually a collection of syndromes and symptoms that people can have. And so I'll quiz you back, Adam.
Oh my God. Okay. Here we go.
So then how many types of dementia do you think there are out there?
Okay. Okay. So, the one that I feel like I'm on Family Feud, the one that people will probably know best would be Alzheimer's, because that's the one that was first sort of given a name. There is vascular dementia, and I know that because that's what my grandmother suffered from in her latter years. There is the version of dementia that is that little bit rarer, but is also that little bit more out there in that the symptoms are quite different, and that's Lewy body dementia. And I know that that involves hallucinations, amongst other things. We're going to go in depth on all of these things, but that's where I start running out of names for things.
So you nailed on about the big three. There's actually the big four.
Oh, come on. Three out of four is not bad.
I think that would get you a solid grade in school.
Awesome.
Yes. So, yes, most people think that there's the know of Alzheimer's. That's the big one. And roughly 60 to 70% of people out there diagnosed with dementia probably have some sort of Alzheimer type syndrome.
It's one of those where not all dementia is Alzheimer's, but all Alzheimer's is dementia.
Correct. Yes. So dementia is like an umbrella term. It covers many things. So the top four, but there really is, they're guessing now, over 100 different syndromes that fall under this umbrella term, wow, dementia.
Okay. So Alzheimer's was probably the top one.
Mm-hmm.
Run us through the list.
So Alzheimer's disease is the biggie, vascular dementia, like your grandmother, Lewy body, and the one that you were missing, frontal temporal.
Okay. Okay.
So that's the Bruce Willis of the dementias.
Literally. And I know that people have been following that story with interest, and it's always funny how sometimes it's when it gets humanized that people start to understand it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Our hope over the course of the podcast is just to be chatting about these things so that we can both share what we know and what we don't know, mm-hmm, and we can all learn with one another along the way.
Exactly. I mean, we are still learning. The research on dementia is ongoing because, unfortunately, this is a disease, a diagnosis that is incurable. There, we do not have a cure for it. We don't really understand all that much about it, actually, because it's got so many different types underneath that umbrella. There are so many things that can cause it. So we don't actually really know exactly why, whether it's tangles, whether it's these proteins are doing things in the brain. We're not entirely clear on that yet either.
I've heard plaques been throwing around.
Right, there's plaques, there's tangles, there's all these proteins, like the tau protein. Sounds like we're in some sort of science fiction novel.
But you can't brush your brain like you brush your teeth.
No, or brush your hair.
No.
It doesn't quite work that way. And so we're still learning. The research is still ongoing about these. But there are things that we do know and that we have learned and that are universal truths to dementia.
I tell you what, you've just made me think, isn't it funny how two of the things related to dementia, being tangles and plaques, are things that are treated with brushes, but in completely different contexts? That I'd never realized that before.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd just never thought about it.
Yeah, well,
at some point in the future, somebody's going to discover the brain brush, and we'll work out how to, let's trademark that now, just in case.
The brain brush, got right, it.
There we go. But no, in all seriousness, it's proof, if proof were needed, something my wife has said to me before. You know, human beings, we're just meat robots. We don't understand how we work. Somebody lost the operating manual a very, very long time ago, and we're probably out of warranty at this point as well. So this is what science is. Science, certainly when it comes to humanity and health and the body, it's trying to understand something that we just don't have the guidebook for.
Mm-hmm. And the brain is potentially, it is such a complex computer. If we think about it in that sort of tech sense.
Totally.
That the brain is a computer that we can't even design yet. There is no computer probably that we can build. I can't just go to a store and pick out a CPU part for my brain because it's that complicated. And so that complex function of the brain is what makes caring and just dementia in general such a complex disease.
Absolutely. I mean, I was listening to something relatively recently, talking about a study wherein around the world, there are always differences with language in the way that we process things and we interact with the world around us. But almost universally, although I suppose you can't really say universally, we don't know who's out there, but almost globally, if you ask somebody to point to themselves, they will either point at their chest, roughly where their heart is, or they will point at their head, where their brain is. And we've done this for centuries, even before we necessarily knew that it was the brain that was where a lot of us lives. But without getting too metaphysical, we do sort of live inside our bodies, and our brain is something that perhaps in our lifetimes, Cecilia, we won't ever understand fully.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there are some of those universal things, and we're on a podcast, so you can't see the hand signals.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we always talk about, you know, when you travel to a different world and you start assigning things to each other, there are those universal body language that just make us human, mm-hmm. human language that isn't verbal, that is those other communication skills that you can have to get thoughts across without actually saying a thing.
So when we're talking about dementia then, and we're trying to define it, it's like trying to put a label on something that really can't be fully labeled because it can't be fully understood. But we're doing our best to at least get that broad overview of it's a bunch of different conditions related to memory, especially, and the brain. And we know that as of right now, there is no cure. There are experiments being done, work being done, research being done on treatments. Mm-hmm. There's also work being done on prevention, and people always say prevention is better than cure. But certainly as a starting point, it's good to understand at least what we know so far.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the basics of it is that the brain is changing. Mm-hmm. Something is causing the brain to change. And the struggle is that, you know, when your kidneys aren't making enough urine, for example, we don't get offended by things.
Nope.
I'm not yelling at somebody's kidneys going, make more urine. But when it
just
comes
like,
to
come
the
on, pee, for heaven's sake.
But when it comes to the brain, it's so hard because you're interacting directly with that changing, failing organ. Yeah. And the rate at which it changes, and for different people, where the changes are occurring can mean that I'm interacting with that different organ. And so memory can change. Thinking can change. You can see everyday functioning can change. Personalities can change. And sometimes people always think, well, they're going to get worse. I've actually met some very, very nice people who got nicer as the disease progresses. And so it always doesn't always change you for the worst. It's just change. And so we just have to learn in our day to day, what do we need to do about this change? Can we slow it down? Is it early enough that we can then, take some medications to slow the progression? Is there things that I can adapt around the home that can make things easier while things are changing? It's just that group of symptoms. How can we sort of live with them?
And that's the question we're going to try and answer in our next episode of the podcast. If dementia is a collection of changes in the brain, then how can we live with those changes? Memory Matters, a podcast about dementia, is hosted by Cecilia Nguyen and me, Adam Glynn, and is produced by CJNU 93.7 FM, in partnership with the Concordia Foundation. To learn more about the work of our organisations, you can head to cjnu.ca and concordiafoundation.ca. Memory Matters is broadcast exclusively on CJNU, but can be heard wherever you get your podcasts.